All 17 Sustainable Development Goals have an environmental component. When governments were negotiating the Sustainable Development Goals, we as UN Environment Programme made it very clear that we do not wish to have an individual goal that would be separated from the rest, because there's no goal that doesn't have an environmental dimension, from the oceans to conflicts, to cooperation, to poverty, to health. They all have an environmental component. You cannot have a healthy population if they do not eat healthy food or do not drink healthy water or if they do not breathe healthy air.
And let's take one of those goals, the first one, which is about eradicating extreme poverty. I wonder if you can explain specifically how poverty and the environment are linked.
The poorest of the poor in the least developed countries have no banks. They have no villas. They have no assets other than their farms, the land they live in, or the wildlife they have next to them. So what we refer to as the GDP of the poor is basically revenues that can only be generated from nature. And if you want to fight extreme poverty, you have to take into consideration that fundamental element. If you understand that connection, then you will easily understand that the poorest of the poor have nothing else as revenue than actually the environment they live in. The richest of the rich also have nothing else to live in because we cannot eat money. We cannot eat buildings. There is no one in the world, rich or poor, that does not depend on nature.
And now let's talk about some of those wealthy nations, because just recently UNEP released a report about so-called green financing, that we're seeing more and more funds going towards climate action and sustainable development. I wonder if you can tell us about the importance of having this type of funding.
The smartest leaders in the banking system and in the insurance system are the ones that are investing on sustainable financing. It does not make sense at the moment for any leader of a bank to invest in a project that may be wiped out by a climate event or that is not climate resistant. So sustainable finance is good for the planet, but above all, it is good for business. And what we have seen recently is that these leaders have understood so well that they are actually ahead of their political leaders. We are very happy to see that over a very short period of time, 4 or 5 years, that shift has occurred. And by and large, also thanks to the Paris Agreement, because that process that led to the negotiations, to the climate negotiations, have actually woken up many leaders.
Mr. Cho, thank you so much again for speaking to us. And we would be remiss if we did not ask you, what is UNEP doing to help countries to meet the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly, as you say, all of them are related to the environment?
Yeah. We are a technical agency, obviously, so we provide technical advice. We provide technical support. We help countries mobilize their own capacities. In some cases, we help some other countries get access to capacities from somewhere else. And we play our role as a platform, as part of the UN, to actually help countries communicate with each other, cooperate with each other, and we help them all have united action through our conferences and decisions and policy actions that they come up with. We are happy to see that there's a momentum on the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, but we feel that the progress is very slow.